Hello and welcome to Overbyte, the podcast for new web and mobile developers. My name is Mark Lassoff, and I'm the founder of LearnToProgram.tv. In this podcast, we'll be talking about front-end versus back-end development. Over the past couple years, I've noticed that developers tend to separate themselves into front-end developers and back-end developers. Now, I'm really not much one for dichotomies because there's almost always shades of gray. However, because of the popularity of the front-end versus back-end polarization, I'm frequently asked, should I become a front-end developer or a back-end developer? As with most things, the answer isn't quite easy, nor is it binary. If you're listening to this, you're probably a new developer, and this is not the time in your career to find a specialization. Let's start with looking at what front-end is. Front-end development is as old as the web browser, maybe a little older. Front-end developers write code that's generally procedural in nature and runs within the web browser. The front-end is essentially everything that happens within the browser itself. The browser actually does more work than you might suspect at first. The job of the browser is to render content sent to it from a server or contained in a file. That content can be static or interactive, or a combination of the two. Static content is simply rendered according to the HTML code that wraps the content itself. CSS, or cascading style sheet language, is used to determine the appearance of the content. Increasingly, over the last two decades, content displayed in a browser has become more interactive, to the point where we can now run full applications in the browser window. Just about anything interactive within an application that appears in the browser is written using the JavaScript programming language. Initially, JavaScript was used just for web gimmicks. Rollovers, drop-down menus, and other eye candy was produced in JavaScript. Few programmers took the language seriously because at first it was just used to produce effects. Now, with complex applications using JavaScript for everything from animation to database interactions, developers are taking the language much more seriously. A front-end developer's purview generally stops at the web browser. Now let's take a minute and discuss the back-end. Back-end developers generally interact with several layers of an application. Back-end developers may do the heavy lifting associated with an e-commerce application or a customer management system known as a CMS. Where back-end becomes important is in applications where users interact with other systems, such as a product catalog or a payment gateway, or other users of the system. The LearnToProgram.tv blog uses WordPress, a common content management system written in the PHP language. The majority of work for folks who develop WordPress is on the back-end. Much of the WordPress application itself depends on interacting with a large database. Database interaction is almost always the domain of back-end code. One thing that makes front-end easier for new developers when looking at the front-end versus back-end dichotomy is that while front-end uses only JavaScript, there are a multitude of back-end languages you might use. PHP is the most common back-end language and works frequently with the MySQL database. PHP is not all that difficult to learn, as it uses the common C-style syntax. There are, however, a number of different types of tasks that developers complete using PHP, so therefore the language has a large command set. Other back-end technologies include .NET, Java, and Ruby. Over the past several years, JavaScript has also become a common back-end language in a form known as Node.js. Now, there's a third type of developer. You have front-end developers, back-end developers, and you also have what are called full-stack developers. These developers are hybrids who work on both the front-end and the back-end of an application. This is the approach that we recommend at LearnToProgram.tv. Full-stack developers can work on both front-end and back-end as needed, and while front-end versus back-end programming specialization is required for larger enterprise-level systems, the full-stack approach will give you exposure and experience on both sides of development. LearnToProgram's own certified web development professional program takes the full-stack approach, allowing you to learn enough front-end and back-end development to complete most small to medium-sized projects. So in essence, don't let yourself get pigeonholed as the front-end or back-end developer, at least until you have some experience. Front-end versus back-end is more an imaginary division than a fork in the road that you have to navigate. For learntoprogram.tv, I'm Mark Lassoff.